Let's say you're a guy with a high PSA result on your prostate test. The doctor says you need a biopsy, but you'll find there's different advice on the internet.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Wheeler, and I'm author of the book, Men at Risk, The Dirty Little Secret, Prostate Biopsies Really Do Spread Prostate Cancer Cells.
In this YouTube video, the Sarasota urologist promotes a book that's more than 600 pages long and sells for $39.95. It lays out Dr. Wheeler's philosophy that biopsies of the prostate gland are dangerous and unnecessary. Instead, he urges the use of imaging, MRIs that can show what's going on inside the prostate.
We can't be treating patients or men specifically as if they're pincushions and we're just putting all these needles in.
Wheeler believes that as needles are pulled out of the prostate, bearing tissue samples, they can not only trigger an infection, they can pull cells from a cancerous tumor out into clean areas of the gland or into the rectal wall, the lymphatic system, or the bloodstream. His needle tracking theory is controversial in urology, he admits in a video on his website.
In this community, I believe that physicians are not going to give up their biopsies easily.
Wheeler says urology is using old-fashioned methods that hurt patients but make doctors a lot of money. Most of his patients aren't local.
We see patients from all over the world here in this clinic, and 70% of our practice actually comes from outside of the state of Florida.
It's not just biopsies. Wheeler also doesn't like the standard treatment for prostate cancer.
Maybe removing the prostate is not the best way to do it. It certainly is the knee-jerk way to do it. That's what we're taught to do as urologists. If you see cancer, cut it out.
Instead, Wheeler uses an experimental sound wave treatment to kill the cancer cells with heat. It's a lot more intense than the diagnostic ultrasound that's become familiar. His is called high-intensity focused ultrasound, HIFU. The Food and Drug Administration has not yet approved HIFU, although it's been legal for years in Europe, Japan, and other countries. Dr. Wheeler flies with his patients to Mexico, where HIFU is legal. Cash up front, $32,000. Insurance doesn't cover it. In a press release a year ago, Wheeler claimed a 95% cure rate from HIFU, with no side effects.
No patients are incontinent that I've taken care of over the last 2 years, and all of our patients are potent.
Academic urologists say it's highly unlikely that Wheeler's results are that good. According to his websites, HIFU is done in an outpatient clinic. The surgeon inserts a probe in the rectum and positions the ultrasound tool over the cancerous area of the prostate beneath. He zaps the cancer cells with sound waves so intense they get cooked. The doctor posted a testimonial from a patient named Jim Davis, who said he and his wife flew to Puerto Vallarta in August 2007. Davis said he had HIFU at 11 in the morning and went back to the hotel at 4.
It's an amazing thing to think about being able to walk out and actually go and have dinner and walk and see the sunset after this was all done.
Sounds wonderful, but sometimes it isn't, says Dr. Rafael Carrion at University of South Florida.
I myself have seen two patients with severe erectile dysfunction or problems with erection and leaking urine from HIFU. There is no magic treatment that's foolproof without risks.
FDA officials declined to discuss the status of HIFU, but the agency appears ready to hear from an advisory panel in the next few months. Meanwhile, HIFU is not considered the standard of care outside a clinical trial. Neither is Wheeler's practice of using MRIs instead of biopsies.
Is the whole prostate a victim once you're diagnosed with prostate cancer? When we know in many times, you're only having a small area of the prostate affected with the prostate cancer.
Florida Department of Health has three pending complaints against Wheeler, citing him for practicing outside the standard of care. Dr. Wheeler, through an employee, declined a request for an interview. So did his attorney, who says negotiations are underway to settle the case. For Health News Florida, this is Carol Gentry in Tampa.